My name is Russ DeMar, Russell DeMar.
That's a house that my grandfather bought. It was a schoolhouse located out in what we called then Allendale, out towards Bloom Road. They, in the early 1910, they moved that on wheels up Camargo Road, which was hardly paved even in those days. And they parked it where you see it now. And my grandparents rented it out, including my parents. We thoroughly enjoy it. It was enlarged to become this structure. There was no heat. There was no air conditioning. There was no water. If you wanted to refrigerate something, you had to hang a box out the back window. And that happened, and your milk wouldn't freeze. Just down the street was the home of the Deer Western. And they had a farm there located all the way up into woods that became Indian Hill. They had cows and hogs. And that's where I got my education when it came to the farm development.
This picture is the Case family with their mother, taken by their father, and you see the side of the house where the cellar door was, and the steps up to the small landing by the back door, which has all been replaced. I think you can just barely see that there was a cistern had been right there. It's a slab-like that was part of that. But the cellar door was the only entrance into the then a cellar, which was not paved. It was just dirt, and eventually our father changed that.
And, of course, the hobos.
Oh, yeah, it's the hobos.
You know, they rode the trains all the time, the flat cars and the empty box cars, and they rode behind the, and the coal car had a hopper, and they rolled head in there, and they used to ride on what they called the rods and the brake lines and that, and they would throw a pack on the top of that and lay. And then they would make marks on the poles along the railroad tracks that would tell other hobos where they could get a meal. What house? They had a code of their own.
And which house was it in the
All the houses along ours had it.
Yes. And they mm-hmm. had a mark on the telephone poles.
And when we had milk, mother given milk. They'd get peanut butter a lot, not even jelly sometimes. I mean, and other people really gave sandwiches to them.
Well, they were just people that were worse off than you.
I mean, they weren't bad. And you really didn't have to worry about them because they weren't bad
people.
They would
protect you.
All
they wanted was something to
eat. And they wouldn't hurt any of us. Nobody worried about them being around because they weren't criminals. They were just people who didn't have anything.
Any place to go.
I remember the day that a flour sack, like a 50-pound flour sack, fell off of a truck going down our street, which was very narrow. And we played in the street, literally. We played in the street at night. I mean, there was no traffic in it. And a 50-pound sack of flour fell, and all the women came and scooped up the stuff that didn't have dirt in it. I can remember that.
And about the railroad tracks, did that bother you sleeping at night, or did you put pennies down?
We grew up with it. You never even thought about it. The only thing that in the summer, you had to run and close the windows because of the black smoke.
I thought of that at home.
It would come through. You couldn't see the train because of the smoke
from the coal.